brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it is Monday, the 22nd day of November 2010, as we kick off this Thanksgiving week. The TSA is bracing for the opt-outers who don't want to be put in the microwave. I was looking at some of the TSA released images where they're trying to console the public, and even in the TSA naked body scan released images, you can see the bones in people's fingers. The radiation is penetrating that deep, and they admit they've been giving the public de-resed images, and we've got all these top radiologists and scientists on record saying these things are dangerous. There have been huge developments on that front. That's coming up after the break. Also, a great article from the Economic Collapse blog. It's up on Infowars.com. Full spectrum dominance, 8 examples of how the government is attempting to take control of our food, our health, our money, and even our dignity. Top U.S. military officer says Al-Qaeda threat from Yemen is serious. You notice right as the population says no to the naked body scanners, magically the toner cartridges get mailed, and now that there's more pressure, Yemen's going to try to strike. And I noticed that 2 days before the German bomb event of last week, magically, the Germans were saying that they were bracing for more bombs on planes. German government warns a possible November terror attack. And then there was a bomb last Friday on that German plane, or Thursday, and it turned out over the weekend it was the U.S. government. Now, the evidence shows that's what happened with the printer cartridges, and the British government said these are not bombs, and Obama said, I'm giving a press conference. They are bombs. Check them again. It's kind of like Bush saying, Saddam did have WMDs. My daddy sold them to him. Check the receipt. You know, that's a popular joke, but that's basically what went on there. So you need to check those bombs again because like Karnak the Magnificent, back to the days of Johnny Carson, putting the envelope up to his head and saying, yes, let me see what it may be. It's the same thing here. The British say, this is not a bomb. And Obama's like, yes, it is. I'm 6,000 miles away. Yes, it is. They stand to gain from it. They get to fearmonger, Chertoff and others get to make millions of dollars individually off of the machines being put in. We get trained how to be slaves. And in plain view of everyone, Obama tells them, you need to re-diagnose those packages. And, oh, guess what? The president was right. They were bombs. So there's been new developments on that front where they're talking about Al-Qaeda hitting us over Thanksgiving, hitting us over Christmas. Look, we don't like sticking our hands in your pants, in your underwear, but it's got to be done or Al-Qaeda's going to get you. But the border is wide open. Also, huge developments on the economic front. Pessimistic Fed to slash growth forecast. I thought the recession ended a year and a half ago, back in June of 2009. You notice that in Ireland and in Spain and in Greece and in Portugal, the list goes on. The bigger the bailouts, totaling 60% of the Irish economy in just one bailout for Ireland they're talking about, they admit that ahead of the next bailout that, oh, that won't fix it either. See, it's a mathematical black hole. It's impossible to pay off. This is the bankster system where they hold us hostage. That's coming up. Head of the UN climate body admits surprise at fury over blunder in report. They're spinning the ClimateGate email debacle as errors. It's not errors. They're in there talking about how to lie and say the earth is warming. All right, it's all coming up. Plus, Geraldo Rivera goes back on record again, questioning Building 7 collapse. He's got a lot of courage. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers receive a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The TSA is now beginning to completely collapse. Public opinion is solidly against them, despite the fact that they've been putting out fake polls of how they enjoy over 80% support. Those polls fly in the face of just common street buzz and many other scientific polls that show the complete opposite of what CBS News and others are reporting. Most polls show over 90%, including Reuters, 96% against the TSA and what they're doing, and folks saying they're not going to fly in record numbers. And tourism is completely imploding. Record numbers of people refusing to fly or travel. We've seen this trend since 2006 accelerating. That is all coming up as well today. We are live. It is Monday, the 22nd day of November, 2010. We're going to get Joel Skousen, political analyst, on to talk about a host of issues with us today in the third hour. He's also got some new breaking news. Terrorism conspiracy in the UK involving the Bank of England, Lord James to the House of Lords. I laundered money for the IRA. And it's come out for a long time in England, even in the BBC and Guardian, that the British government ran the violent arm of the IRA for decades to demonize the peaceful arm of the IRA and as a pretext to keep troops in Northern Ireland. So this is the oldest trick in the book. You stage events as a pretext to use force against a wider group you wish to persecute. That is coming up. We'll also get his take on the economy, on stage terror, on what's happening politically in this nation, and a lot more today. Also, we've got a lot of other amazing news here in the stack. In fact, let me just go ahead and start going through the headlines themselves. Then I'm going to fire the toll-free number out and have wide-open phones throughout the full transmission. Pessimistic Fed to slash growth forecast. Federal Reserve says things aren't as good as they previously said. Nobody's buying their propaganda now, so to have some credibility, they're telling a little bit of the truth. Bloomberg reports Ireland is second Euro nation to seek aid as banks wobble. They want a bailout that's roughly 60% of their total economy, and they go on to report here that that's not even expected to help, but they still are going to do it. The bigger the bailouts, the bigger the hole is. Again, it's a black hole, mathematically impossible to pay back. It's designed that way to transfer all wealth to the private central banks. Irish EU IMF rescue would dwarf Greek bailout on bank cost. Ireland will seek emergency international aid, totaling as much as 60% of the size of its economy, dwarfing the Greek bailout to save its banks and bolster its finances. They will ask for 95 billion euros or 130 billion U.S. dollars from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. estimates Unicredit SA put the package as much as 85 billion euros, while Deutsche Bank sees a 90 billion euro plan. The 110 billion euro aid for Greece in May was an equivalent of 47% of its gross domestic product. And they will have to massively increase taxes to give the money to the private central banks, who will then loan them money back at interest. Oh, yes. This is what it's all about. Being in the Euro or in the North American Union is about being straitjacketed by the banks so they can then suck you dry. We told you this is where the Euro was leading. It was set up to do this. Many of their founders admitted that. Analyst, Irish EU bailout may not stop Portugal follow-up. Of course it won't stop a Portugal follow-up, as Reuters is saying. It's designed to do that. The European Union bailout of Ireland may give short-term relief to markets, but despite Eurozone hopes, may not prevent markets from pushing Portugal to get EU assistance unless a more general solution is found soon. Here's a report out of CNBC. In bailout, Spain will be the biggest. Oh, yeah, Spain's coming after Ireland and Portugal. And then it's going to be England. And then it's going to be France. And then it's going to be Germany and every other country. When you look at the European Union, it is a holding company of unelected bureaucrats over the nations, just like the World Trade Organization is a group of unelected bureaucrats, that the governments have signed their authority over to. And it's a receivership arm. And after they're done bankrupting Europe, they'll bankrupt them again and again and again until you live like people in Nigeria or Argentina. Continuing, the biggest bailout the European Union will have to do if it comes to it will be Spain, and it's worrying that there is not a set mechanism of how to go about it. And, of course, the bailouts work two ways. The Germans and others have to pay tax money in. The Brits have to pay tax money in to bail out Ireland, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Eastern European nations as well. Notice it started with them 2 years ago. The taxpayers have got to pay for that. Then they go into more debt to the bankers. Then they get loans from the bankers at the national level and have to pay taxes on that. And then the Irish and others, they've got to pay back to the same bankers. And it's all just made up zeros and ones out of a computer. This is the mega fraud. So, of course, the big banks lobbied for big government and high debt rates and higher interest rates. And as Ireland loses its credit rating, the cost to service their debt just last week doubled. So you see how you never get out of it mathematically. So it goes into Spain in this report. Continuing, Geithner says Obama opposes depriving Fed of employment mandate. They're always spinning it like, you're not going to take away the power of the private Federal Reserve to save America. We're not going to take the mandate away to create jobs. Then you read the mandate. It's the mandate, the unelected bureaucratic power outside of government, as Greenspan told Lair NewsHour last year, that they are unregulatable. Remember Dick Cheney saying, I'm not even part of the executive. I'm in my own branch. It's just made up. It's like Bush ordering people to torture and saying, because he can. No, he can't. You're not above the law. Or TSA saying they can stick their hands down your pants. No, they can't. Just because they say they're God doesn't make it so. And they're also in the news saying, let's not politicize the Federal Reserve. Come on. Let's leave it outside of debate, outside of criticism. Everybody, you just forget it exists, and let's not discuss its role, its dominant role, its complete role in governing our economy and our society and creating this crisis. They're also in the Associated Press saying that. Prices of fiat currency, U.S. dollar surpluses converted into gold. Something's going on that our government does not want you to know about. Very few journalists have written about it, and little or nothing has appeared in the mainstream media. The story could be one of the major stories of our time. This is fresh out from Bob Chapman today, international forecaster, up on Infowars.com. Western powers have tried to destroy gold as a backing for currencies for many years. Presently, the major media won't touch the story, and that is understandable. Something we have been writing about for years is the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, known as SCO. Few have been listening and few have been interested in what their mission is and what they've been up to. Some of the members are large oil producers, and some, like China, are large oil users. Some have very large dollar surpluses as well. Some are large commodity and gold and silver buyers. In fact, members are in a great part responsible for driving these prices higher. It is debatable, but we believe there is a conscious effort to accumulate gold and silver, dump dollars, and back their currencies with gold. Then he goes through the evidence of that, a major move into gold. That's why it's been going up. So you've got some of the globalist interests buying gold and silver while the big mega central banks try to drive it down. And there's more and more protesting against the private central banks going on. International soccer star, reclaim your power by pulling your money out of your bank December 7th. And it says most Americans haven't heard of him, but Eric Cantona is a huge international soccer star known throughout Europe and much of the world. Cantona is calling for Europeans to pull their money out of the banks December 7th. And he goes into the New World Order. He goes into how these banks are controlling everything, how they're engineering control of our society, how they're the real enemy. The world is awake and staring at the true ruling class. Here's another key story from Cryptone.com. Could millionaires fleeing the U.S. cause a wild card economic event? Absolutely. We'll be breaking that down. So that's just some of what is in the economic stack here today. On the front of 9/11 Truth, we'll play this video later. Geraldo expands his 911 comments, says WTC collapse reminiscent of controlled demolition. Judge Andrew Napolitano put him on the hot seat and said, so you're questioning 9/11 Truth. So you're saying the folks that talk about that aren't bad. And Geraldo says, no, it looks like they could be right. And it looks like it could be a controlled demolition. It's quote, reminiscent of one. So a week and a half ago, Geraldo on his own show said that he thinks 9/11 Truth has legitimate concerns and that it looks like Building 7 could have been blown up. And then when he went on Judge Napolitano's show, he basically said the same thing. This is a big deal. So I've got a lot of problems with Geraldo Rivera over the years, but you've got to give people credit where credit is due. Now, people will spin that. Alex endorses Fox News. Alex endorses Geraldo Rivera, which is always a red herring, paper tiger, straw man. I'm just saying I'm giving credit where credit's due. Kind of like when Glenn Beck comes out and says the government may stage terror attacks a new Oklahoma City and blame it on the American people. That's a big deal. I mean, you have to give credit where credit's due. I want to get into the huge. I mean, every day it just gets bigger, as you've seen and noticed. Latest developments on TSA. They are beginning to capitulate. but they're going to come in with a staged terror. But first, I want to take your phone calls.
Hello, Alex Jones has told you about the delicious, safe, easy-to-fix, and very storable food from eFoods Direct. He's also told you that eFoods Direct has the best food on the planet. Well, here's the great news. It's that time of year, and their holiday special is here. Two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserve for a secure future or share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in number 10 cans, and the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy-duty totes. Both are special values for the holidays. When you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on the entire order. These holiday packs are always special combinations of food that are not available at any other time of the year. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on.
You notice the bullies of the TSA,
but that train keeps rolling,
have come out and said, we don't care what you say, what you do, just don't fly, drive a car. And so millions of Americans are saying, okay, we won't fly. And they're calling the different tourism outfits. They're calling the theme parks, the hotels, the airlines, and saying, I'm not flying. That's the biggest thing you can do, because then industry will put pressure on the federal government that's trying to basically federalize and nationalize travel. The feds do want to kill our economy. That's been stated. They want a post-industrial world, but they want to do it slowly. They don't want you to notice. Here's the TSA capitulating. First, it was they won't grab the genitals of pilots. Then they wouldn't be as rough with children under 12. But then new video came out this weekend, just shot in the last few days, of a five-year-old having his shirt pulled off and then having his skin rubbed by the male TSA worker. Very bizarre and creepy, running his hands through his hair. It's over. Now as people focus in on what's going on, it's over. TSA pat-down went too far, agency chief says. TSA administrator says search of passengers' underwear should have never happened. All over the country, they stick their hands in your pants. We covered it 3 weeks ago. People couldn't believe it, but now it's been in hundreds of publications. They're not at hundreds of airports accidentally sticking their hands down in your pants and patting your genitals by accident. They were ordered to do that. Now, they're such liars at TSA. Here's another one. In shift, TSA chief says screenings to be minimally invasive. They'll just bring them right back. We got to get rid of the TSA altogether, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I saw it in the news today that Hezbollah is reportedly down on the border now. The organization out of Palestine, quote, advising the cartels. And I have no doubt of that. Going on. We're going to go over that report. But here you have a wide open southern border. You got Hezbollah down there. But then we've got to pull the colostomy bag or the urine bag. I forget the scientific name. The urology instead of colostomy, it's urology bag. Please don't pull that off. That's connected. No. Yes. No. No. And then they just, yeah. And then it starts, the urine starts pouring out. I mean, I'm sorry to get graphic here, but it's mainstream news. You don't even have a nurse touching you or a doctor. It's a TSA person. What's this? It's my colostomy bag. What that? Literally. What that? Guy starts jerking on the guy's colostomy bag. He punches him. I mean, what do you expect to do? What are these $10 an hour goons? Oh, the federal government is so sick. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm already getting into TSA. The good news is they're beginning to cave in. The bad news is they're going to strike back. And I'm not the only one that's been saying this the last 3.5 weeks since we kicked this story off. Glenn Beck has now come out, and the video is up on Infowars.com and Prison Planet. .com. He has now come out, and he is saying, he was actually on the Politano show. That's a hot show on Fox Business Network. And he is saying that the TSA is going to use whatever event happens as a pretext to crack down on our liberties and freedoms. In fact, here's the exact quote. Oh, Beck, Obama will blame terror attack on TSA resistance. And so that is the rest of the story. But I want to go even further after we take a round or two of calls and get into the evidence of the government or elements of it staging the toner attacks and staging the German event last week that's been confirmed. But I've talked to people on the street. They heard about the German bomb, but none of the people I've talked to on the street know that it was retracted and that it was a U.S. government drill. So, see, they put it out for 2 days, bomb on German plane, then they retract it in the back of the paper. This is the tactic that's going on. This is what's happening on this front. So we're going to be discussing that coming up, how the empire is basically going to strike back on this front. But we'll go to Justin, Matt, Joe, Dennis, Casey on the other side. Then I'm going to get back into what's happening with the economy and more on the TSA and how the system is going to respond to this, because this is a lot bigger than just shirt off, making some money off naked body scanners. It's a lot bigger than just make work for out of work people who can't get jobs at the post office because it's getting ready to go out of business and falling apart. This is a lot more than that. This is about the federal government power grabbing and taking over all transportation nationwide. So we'll look at all of this coming up. But this is a big place for the American people to show their power and for the American people to learn how much power they've really got.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. on your phone calls here in just a moment. But just briefly getting back to the TSA, and I know I keep repeating this, but I want to be clear. For now, almost a month, we've been pointing out that if people start protesting this and saying no, that the TSA will try to fearmonger and further intimidate you, but then they will fold like a house of cards, and it will be yet another example of how the corporate globalist Borg are not invincible, are not unstoppable. And it's now being called, in the last week, by mainstream news, AP, Reuters, you name it, a grassroots revolt that isn't just about the TSA. It's about people being tired of the government being involved in our lives. And now you've got people protesting the banks. And it transcends left-right. It transcends black-white. It's humans that are sick of being treated like slaves. And that's what scares the system. That's why the right-wing media has been trying to make this all about Obama and Napolitano. And whereas they're unsavory, jackbooted thugs, they are still just front people for the same agenda that's been growing for decades. And that's why the left has been trying to make it about the right wing. This is about the out-of-control military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about and that JFK, a Democrat, warned us about. And once we get past fighting with each other over labels and start talking about common sense, we've got a chance to fix this country. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Justin in Kansas. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
One thing mainly, my girlfriend works up at the Irwin Army Hospital up at Fort Riley, and she brought me home a document the other day that kind of creeped me out. It's from Admiral Mullen. It's a self-help guide to anti-terrorism, and this is up on their website at the Irwin Army Hospital. And basically, it's a guide to anti-terrorism for the average citizen or soldier. It says, this is designed to assist in making you and your family less vulnerable to terrorists. It goes on to say you and your family are a vital yet vulnerable military resource. It just goes on and on about how you go to defend yourself against these invisible terrorists that we have everywhere.
It's all about this mental illness that they're just – and I've seen these federal and state training manuals. It's, does your neighbor wear blue jeans? I'm not joking. In Texas, the federal manual said that. Is it a woman with a baby carriage? Do they have a cell phone? Do they have a camera? Are they taking pictures? Do they criticize the government? Do they have gas tanks in their garage? Do they lock their desk? I mean, this is – basically, they're profiling everyone but the real terrorist who's been caught doing chemical, biological studies on us secretly, who has been caught committing all these crimes. It's the government, but they never have us look at who openly is the most murderous group in history, i.e. governments. Now, slowly, give me the name of the report and the website because I want to pull this up.
The name of the report is it's the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Guide 5260, a self-help guide to anti-terrorism.
All right, say it slowly. Chairman of the Joint – oh, there it is. It's the
CJCS Guide.
Yeah, it's the CJCS Guide 5260, Anti-Terrorism Personal Protection Guide, a self-help guide to anti-terrorism. Let's scroll down. Tell me exactly what it goes through. Give us some of the highlights.
Sure. Like in the table of contents here, I mean, it's telling you how to respond to chemical threats, respond to biological threats, how to isolate personal guidance, how to protect your house, personal identification, do not discuss your military affiliation, job titles, or responsibility with strangers. If you're taken hostage, it tells you what to do to survive, preparing your family, staying in control, dealing with your captors. And it just things like that. It just goes on and on and on about invisible threats that, you know, people think that are out there and that have been brainwashed into believing, and it's insane.
Of course, the real threat in Kansas is tornadoes and a tree falling on your house. Why aren't they giving you reports on how to protect yourself from a tornado?
Absolutely. At the very end of the document is a personal data section. It wants you to fill out a military member or DOD employee or civilian, your full name, your passport, social security number, your rank, your address, place of birth. At the very end, all the medical problems you may have. At the very end, it says attach two photographs, one full-length front view, one full-length side view. Attach one complete fingerprint card. It is also prudent to have an audio recording or a DNA sample. So basically, it's a biometric, you know, deal here. They're trying to get information on all of us.
Well, they've admitted that's going to be the new global money is going to be your thumbprint or retina scan. After the private Federal Reserve system globally, the Federal Reserve is just one tentacle or one head of the Hydra. After the private banking system sets up their world government openly, which they're now doing, they have to first then bankrupt all the other currencies. Then they're going to force everyone onto this cashless system, and everything you do is going to be tracked and traced. They're already putting in huge fines for garage sales or selling cupcakes or anything. I mean, just everything must be surveilled. They're turning the world into one giant prison. Justin, I appreciate your call and the points you've made here today. Let's talk to Matt in Minnesota. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, in regards to TSA really quick, maybe your awesome InfoWars team can track down this video, but last night Whoopi Goldberg was on Huckabee talking about her book. And Huckabee is kind of talking about TSA, and he's like, hey, listen, I'm concerned about this new TSA stuff. This is like a police state. And Whoopi Goldberg goes, Well, yeah, this is a police state, and you should love it. It's just sort of a funny video that I think would be interesting if you guys found and put it up on InfoWars.
Well, I did actually see that this morning. The Drudge Report, we ought to do a blurb about all of these ditzy people who's the big music star who shaved her head and went crazy? Britney Spears. Remember Britney Spears saying, I think we should just do whatever the president says and just shut up and not think? Well, that's like Gloria Allred saying, quote, I like being felt up. So she's saying, women, you should like strangers you don't know grabbing your breast. And they've actually got the video up on Drudge Report. It says, I like being felt up. And TSA boss regrets ABC News staffer getting their underwear searched. So, see, just a few weeks ago, they tried to deny the fact that they stick their hands in your underwear. Now that's mainstream news. But we have Gloria Allred, the famous lawyer, who's always about women's rights and women not being touched. But then there's the larger issue. It's now confirmed that they're taking people's children away from them into private areas, even 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds, and strip searching them and touching them. So how do you teach your children, don't let strangers touch you or don't go alone with somebody you don't know? And now these minimum wage weirdos that went and got the jobs to touch people's genitals, they are now taking your child away from you crying and touching their genitals. Just this morning, I was in there on YouTube watching news clips of this, and my children walked in, and my wife came in and said, you can't watch that. And we had to explain to them, the government's bad. They're wanting to put their hands down your pants just because they heard the news, you know, playing on YouTube. And I shouldn't have to have that discussion with my children that, yes, we've told you, don't let strangers touch you. Don't let anybody stick their hand down your pants. Don't go anywhere with somebody alone. And now just all over the radio, all over the news, it's about the government doing this to them. This is so sick and out of control. But government knows that they can get away with this. They can get away with anything. Go ahead, caller. Finish up your point.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, I mean, I locally here in Minnesota, I try and call on the radio show as much as possible. And I think a lot of the people are waking up to this TSA tyranny, and they're standing up against it. You know, real quick, I had a comment regarding the Geraldo 9/11 stuff. I think that's pretty exciting. And I know you've been on a Geraldo show before. Do you think he would ever come on your show? And do you think there will ever be a Alex Jones, Glenn Beck discussion either on his show or your show? I just feel like it's going to happen someday. And do you ever think that would happen?
Well, I would obviously go on their shows if they invited me. I've been on Geraldo's a few times, and we sat around the office talking about, is he a closet 9/11 truther? But I don't think Beck will probably have me on because he's taken so much of my research and the work we do. He knows that parallel and that connection has been made. And so I don't think Beck, you know, wants to further up my visibility. But it doesn't matter what Glenn Beck does. Glenn Beck, and I'm not saying it's an audience I don't want. I want everybody. I mean, I just get up here and cover the news. I don't sit here and do market analysis of, you know, who we're targeting or who listens. It just so happens we have a very diverse audience, but we have one of the youngest audiences in talk radio, from stations that do get the ratings and look at them, and from the demographics we see online. We have, you know, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, you know, right through 100 years old. But we're really strong in the young people and the 18 to 35, the most coveted demographic. And a Glenn Beck isn't. You know, Glenn Beck does a lot of his big speeches at retirement homes, and that's fine. It's just that Glenn Beck is the past. This radio show is the future. But Glenn Beck has been forced to cover more and more hardcore issues to stay relevant, because in the past, you know, 15 years ago, the separation between the real world material, the full spectrum breakdown that I'm covering, and the shuttered, condensed spectrum that a leftist or a right winger covers, those were universes apart. There was a huge gulf. Now the membrane between mainstream media and alternative media is just very, very thin. It's see-through. And so there's an acceleration of mainstream news and media covering the information we cover here. I appreciate your call. But on that subject, I didn't know that my cousin Buckley was going to be in town. Buckley Hammond, who was the first guy to ever run my Access TV show. For about a year and a half, I did it on my own. Then Buckley did it for about 2 years. Then Mike Hansen took over for a few years after that and did a great job. But Buckley, you know, going to college here in Austin when I was first starting Access TV, he's a really smart guy, and he ran the show for several years. He had David Icke books when I never heard of David Icke. You know, when I first got on air, I hadn't heard of David Icke. He was the first guy to give me a David Icke book, and I was like, man, this is crazy. But yeah, you know, back then that was my view. It's changed some because, you know, so much crazy stuff comes out. But you know, the point is he was into this stuff at the same time I was, or even more, into reality, into questioning the limited spectrum of information that the mainstream corporate media gives us. But this morning, we were having breakfast, and he just boiled it down so well, and I was kind of paraphrasing him a moment ago. He said, take like a Naomi Klein who writes for Rolling Stone, or a Matt Taibbi. People like that just 5 or 6 years ago attacked the conspiracy culture, attacked people that talked about the private Federal Reserve, went after people that criticized the system. But now today, they sound more and more like you, but from a little bitty narrow window they're looking through with their kind of leftist progressive template. They see it all through that. And we all look through rose-colored darklies. But he described my view from the beginning, from not coming from some ideological angle or some left-right system, though I'm influenced by all the thought that's out there, but more like a dragonfly with hundreds of, you know, eyes, with the composite eyes, just seeing things from all these different angles. And then the problem is trying to articulate that. Then he went on to describe that membrane between alternative media, anybody that looks at things from a different perspective than left-right, and the establishment media, the left-right reservation, that wall is being decimated right now, that wall is being removed right now. And so that's what's happening. And so the system denied all of this existed so long that now that it's all coming out in the open, we've planted all these seeds, and now the tyranny's almost like rain and sunshine on the seeds. It's making them sprout up from everywhere. I mean, just with the work I've done, not counting all the other great patriots out there, I've done 5,000-6,000 radio interviews the last 10 years, conservatively. I have done thousands of my own radio show. I have made 20-plus films. We've been seen hundreds of millions of times in just the last few years on YouTube. I mean, it's an exponential. And if you watch something I did 10 years ago, it's pertinent and seems like I said it today. People say, wow. I mean, here's a quick example, and I'm going back to your calls. A year before 9/11, 6 months before 9/11, 3 months before 9/11, 2 months before 9/11, I was saying they're prepping the public for staged terror attacks. They're going to bring in the military on the streets and more control. It's going to be done incrementally because I could see all the preparations. I was going to the urban warfare drills. I was reading the RAND Corporation documents and CFR documents that were public. Then by mid-July of 2001, I was able to go on air and say specifically they're going to blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. I knew he was former CIA on record. That's a fact, folks. If you didn't know that, that's on record. I mean, that's admitted. Go check it out for yourself. Tim Osman was his code name. I could see they were prepping the public for it. I knew they were massing troops in and around Afghanistan. I could see them getting the public ready for it. It was all going on out in the open. And I went on air for 2 hours. I had a two-hour TV show at the time, once a week, on top of the radio show locally. And I went over this. Well, it just so happened that I would then do the show live, tape it, and then turn it back into Access TV to air one more time as a tape show, at least one more time that they are, you know, charged to air it. It aired at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on 9/11, 2 months later. Hundreds of phone calls. most of them, you know, saying, wow, how do you already know this, that's an inside job? But some saying, how dare you say it's an inside job? It was a two-month-old show. I did the show before that happened. And, you know, my good buddy Jimmy Vaughn, that's what finally really woke him up. He was already researching this information, you know, the blues legend. But he watched the show live when it happened. And then he remembered people talking about the re-airing of it later. But that's the issue, is the power that we have to accurately predict what's going to happen, because we know how the globalists operate. That is massive. We're going to come back and try to hurry through calls. Joe, Dennis, Casey, Darren, Marcy, and others. And you know what? I haven't gotten into the full TSA news, the new UN carbon tax info. I haven't gotten into the economic news, but it's all coming up. But first, I'm going to attempt to race through your phone calls. By the way, don't forget, you can watch this radio show in live streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a deal running through Christmas, 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We only do it during the holiday season, during Christmas, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-4999. 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The assignment, because the TSA has announced they want checkpoints on the trains and subways next. They've already been beta testing it. And Kurt Nimmo today did an article on it, and it's red-linked on Drudge Report. TSA searches our trains and subways next. And it goes on to go over the facts. So good job, Nemo, on that story. The next story we need, well, we're going to get that report done. There's another key angle that needs to be covered. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls here. And again, I could care less about being linked on the biggest website in the world if my story was about O.J. Simpson or something. I care because this is a real issue. If they get away with putting their hands down our pants, they can get away with anything. It's very, very simple. And I'm glad that people are hopping mad about this. Let's talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I got a TSA story and then a suggestion, if it's okay, if I have enough time. I went on vacation back in September, and I didn't really think too much about the whole humiliation thing, the way they pat you down. I wasn't thinking about it, but I'm in a wheelchair, and the guy's feeling me up. You know, he's got my arm stretched out, and he's doing the whole breast feel and everything like that. And when he got all done and stuff, and I'm like, is that it? And he's like, he looked at me like, yeah. And I said, well, aren't you going to check underneath my seat there? I could have some plastique down there. I was being sarcastic with him. Some plastique down there. Aren't you going to look underneath my foot pedals? And he kind of looked at me like with his dumbfounded look, like,
Yeah, no. They don't check where bombs could really be. Look, the number one threat has always been in the cargo. Almost none of that gets checked. Look, it's all about training us. Now, again, the average TSA worker doesn't know that because they don't know how to tie their shoelaces on average. I mean, who else could they get to do this humiliating job all day?
And he looked at you like they're usually the big Bubba types, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But my other suggestion, I was listening to Max Kaiser last week with you guys, and, you know, everybody buy a silver dollar, and I was trying to think of a way it could be coordinated. I don't know anything about setting up websites or anything, but you have a vast array of different radio show hosts and people that you know, and we all subscribe. You know, we subscribe to your websites and stuff. What would you think about putting up a petition where your listeners that pay and subscribe made a commitment, like on a certain day, like on the 11th of December,
yeah,
to buy that silver dollar, and you just through all of your radio shows that their listeners would all commit to do that same thing.
No, Joe, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. This show is powerful, but it's not that powerful. Our power is to get a pebble rolling downhill that causes a rock slide. We are able to trigger chain reactions. Even mainline corporate media has trouble setting the agenda now. We've gotten to the point where even the big mega dinosaur media can't set a lot of the agendas. It's the alternative media and all those voices in a fight with the corporate media now for the heart and soul of society. It's the idea of everybody buying silver and knowing that by buying silver in an uncoordinated way, that will force the hand of the big banks that are short silver and that have been manipulating the market, that will reveal their naked shorting. So that's the real power. That's the real issue on that front. Plus, talk show hosts, most talk show hosts in the Patriot movement are so jealous of yours truly that they can't be worked with. They'd rather be in their obscurity with 100 listeners apiece.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.